Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 310, season 13. Today's date is February 27, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's program, I will discuss my memories of the Ford City Drive and Bridge in Chicago. That's located on the southwest side of Chicago, right between 76th Street and 77th Street. And I had fond memories of that particular thing. And also I will talk about Romper Room toys. They were toys that I remember watching on television. And they had some cool stuff back in the day, mostly like the late 60s and the 70s, early 80s. And of course, I will talk about my memories of WGN chief meteorologist Tom Skilling, and he's retiring tomorrow. Oh, I'm still sad. So I'll talk about my memories of Tom, and we'll see how it goes. Okay. Before that, we're going to go to a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by M&M's with the M&M's Man from 1976. And if I remember this commercial, and if you listen to the song, there's a group of kids with him, and they're singing a very familiar song from the 70s. Okay. So just sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Look, everybody! It's the M&M's Candies Man!
Yeah! Who can take a peanut?
Who can take a peanut?
Make it ugly like?
Make it ugly like?
Cover it with chocolate, then candy coat it right. The M&M's Man.
The M&M's Man.
The M&M's Man. And he has a lot of love to make it all taste good.
You will be impressed. There's no chocolate mess. Eating them is pure elation, spanning all the generations.
M&M's are a sensation.
Who can take milk chocolate?
Who can take chocolate?
A candy-coated shell.
A candy-coated shell.
And put it all together so it comes out tasting swell. The M&M's Man.
The M&M's Man.
And you know the milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for M&M's Candies from 1976, featuring the M&M Man. Oh, that song is from Candyman, sung by Sammy Davis Jr. He sang that song in like 72, 73, so he changed the words in the song. It's just, I love the song. It's so, da na 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 na. Oh. I still love M&M's to this day. I love them. You know, those are my favorite candies. You know, I don't eat them much, you know, because I'm trying to watch my weight, you know, but I love them, you know, and it's true. They melt in your mouth, but not in your hands. You know, they have plain and peanut. They come out with other flavors over the years. Like they had almond, peanut butter, pretzel, mint, I don't know what, white chocolate, you know, all kinds of wonderful flavors. But my favorite is plain. Yeah, I like plain. If the mint, yeah, I like mint. I really do. That's good. Peanut, I like peanuts with it, but you know, but when you get a peanut, you know, when you get a bag of those, there are not that many in there. Well, because they're round and, you know, you fill up a bag. But plain, you get a lot, you know, in different colors, you know, they're so pretty. You put them in a, you know, like a candy dish and they look nice, especially Christmas time or Easter. Easter is pastel colors. Valentine's Day is red and white. And let's see, Christmas, red and green. Wonderful product. Mm-hmm. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my memories of the Fort City Drive and Bridge, which I failed to mention. This was located at Pulaski Road between 76 and 77. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. In Chicago, on the Southwest Side. Also, I'll talk about romper room toys that I remember when I was a kid. And also, of course, the retirement of, well, the impending retirement of Tom Skilling from WGN. I'm going to talk about him first, you know. And ever since he announced it, I think back in October, I think, I hated that news. I really did. It was sad. And everyone was sad. He announced it on the news, I think 9 o'clock in the evening. And then it just, and it just took off the news on social media. And, you know, then you told one person to another. It's sad. It really is. So, and, but he said, I'm not leaving till the end of February, but you know what? End of February is coming up soon. He's retiring tomorrow on February 28th. And there were all kinds of tributes for him, you know, during the months. Like, for example, they show TV specials, or they made sandwiches out of him. They made cookies, banners. And on the WGN Morning News, they had a one-hour special last week on Thursday. At the Music Box Theater up on the north side on Southport Avenue. They had tickets available. I couldn't go because I had my appointment with my oncologist. I can't change that, you know, and I was very, very disappointed that I wouldn't be there because I wanted to go and maybe had a chance to see him and talk to him and wish him well, you know. But it's a shame. But I watched the special when I got home, and it was great. I loved it, you know. And he was great. They had the morning news team up on the stage, and he came up, and they talked about. They showed clips of him, you know, funny like that. And then he went back. I think he went back home, I guess, or I don't think he went to the studio just yet because he works at nights. And so they continue, and he is so beloved, so respected. I remember watching him the first time in high school, when I went to Bogan High School in 78. And I was about a sophomore. Yeah, a sophomore. And then he seemed like a nice, young-looking man, and he was, you know, he was just hired to do the news in WGN, and he said that, you know, I might get fired one day, you know. That's how in the news business, you don't, you have contracts, you either stay or you, you know, you renegotiate, I can't say that word, you do that. But he remained. He remained on Channel 9, all throughout the years, from the late 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, early 20s. He's still there. You know, he's... So he's so obsessed with weather. He eats, sleeps, drinks, walks weather. He loves weather. You know, I can understand that. If you have a passion for something, stick with it. if you love it, just do that. It makes you happy. It makes you feel healthy. It makes, you know, your mind. And it's beautiful. It really is. It's beautiful. Don't be discouraged from other people like me. It's happened sometimes, most of the time, but you just ignore it. Ignore them. Do what you love. And that's probably what he did. And he started at an early age, you know, and because he grew, he wasn't born in Chicago. He was born out of state, I think New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Then he, New Jersey, I believe. Then he went to Pennsylvania. Then he moved to Aurora, Illinois. That's where he went to high school and college, you know. And he started in Milwaukee first. Then he came here to Chicago. I've seen pictures of him. He looks so young. He looks so young. And he does a fantastic job. Awesome job, you know. You know, and he seems so sweet and kind. He'll talk to you, you know, if you approach him, you know, have a conversation. I think he likes to talk. You know, if I ever meet him, I have a lot of things to say, you know, or ask him. You know what's funny? Recently on Facebook, I've been talking to him. Yeah, but the other day I just, not often, but I did talk to him. I think he knows who I am and what I do, you know, with Van Chicago. I believe he does, you know. But I talked to his producer, Brell Snyder. He's a good friend. He's a very nice man. Very nice. And they've been together for a few years, you know, quite a long time. And so now his replacement for chief meteorologist will be Demetrius Ivory. He's been on WGN for a long time. I think he'll do a good job. I think he'd be great. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. You know, and then I think tomorrow's going to be a very sad day. Very sad that he'd be leaving. But he'll pop up once in a while in the studio, do specials, you know, or visit. You know, he's not going to go away, you know, like he's not going to sit around. I don't think so. But, you know, but he travels to Hawaii, travels to Alaska. It's two of his favorite places, you know, but he'll stay in Chicago. You know, that'd be nice. And you see, he loves weather so much, you know, they show him clips about, you know, with the tornadoes or when he saw the eclipse. And he has so much joy and glee, and it's amazing. I'm going to miss him. I really am. Won't be the same. No. Okay. Right now, next up, I'm going to talk about my memories of the Fort City Drive-In Bridge. Now, this was special to me because I moved to the Ashburn neighborhood. I live nearby, like 75th Street in Springfield. And I remember seeing this bridge. And I got to know the kids around the neighborhood. And they used to say, let's go to Fort Hill. Let's go to Fort Hill. I'm asking myself, what the heck is that? So it's the bridge, you know, and there's a hill. So the hill they're talking about is the Fort City Drive, which starts from all the way to Cicero. That's where you enter, you know, from Fort City Mall. And so you get on, it's like a ramp, and you go over Cicero Avenue, drive over there, and then there's no stoplights, just stop signs to Costner Avenue. And on the left is, you know, on the left is, of course, the mall. So you can turn there and go to, like, JCPenney, any other stores that were there at the time, like Montgomery Ward, or there was Murphy Motors, you name it, any store. I'll get that in a moment. And then at the end, you had the Fort City Apartments. And they, I remember the tennis court. They had a Chinese restaurant. I forgot. I think so. There was a nice fancy restaurant there. And then you go down all the way east, and either turn right to the ramp to go south on Pulaski Road, or you go over the bridge and make a turn and you go to 76th Street. That's how I drove, or my mom did when she was driving, because after 76th Street, we lived a block north and we made a right. And we made sure, this was the tricky part, because we made sure no cars were coming on the left, because it's crazy. So we went headed straight. So we turn on our turn signal and make a right over there. And that was very convenient, you know, if you want to go shopping, you know, to the mall. Well, when I was a kid, we used to walk to the mall. You know, that was fun back then. We did that. I think the bridge was built probably, well, Fort City opened 1965, so I'm not sure exactly when it was built. Maybe at the same time or later. The bridge was also called, the drive was called the Keller Drive, but we all called it Fort City Drive, and it's like a trumpet type interchange. So if you're headed on, if you're on Pulaski Road and you're headed south, you know, coming from north, and you would turn right, you know, and you would head west and do the same thing. Or you go straight. Or if you want to turn on Costner, you can go to the mall, because there was an office building. There was Sweetheart Company. And you can go a little north to, I remember there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken. There was a Burger King. And other stores, like, for example, going back to Fort Hill, when the kids were talking about this, you know, a lot of kids from the neighborhood rode their bikes down the hill where Pulaski is. You couldn't do that in Cicero. I don't think they did that. I have no idea. I don't think so. No. So it was right there, and they used to play baseball. They used to play softball, maybe throw frisbees. When it was winter time, they rode their sleds, you know, their toboggans or skateboards like that. I remember just riding my bike one time. I rode my bikes or just walk like that. I saw some kids rolling down one time. I don't know, that wasn't a good idea. You might skin a knee or something like that. And after that, we go to the firehouse next door. No, it was like a little south of there. And we used to get a pop. And the vending machine, because they had a pool at the time, you know, swimming pool at the firehouse. That was fun. Firehouse is still there. And so when I took, when I started driving, you know, as a teenager, I practiced going on the hill. That's made me nervous. And that happened to my mom too, when she first did that. But she did okay. She did all right. But she was a little nervous sometimes. Sometimes she would take 76th Street. And just make a left and go there. But, you know, that was kind of tricky because there were cars up, you know, approaching. So you had to be very careful like that. So that was a, but going on the hill was safer. That was safer. Yeah. And as a kid, you know, being at Fort Hill, you know, with the bridges, it's a lot of fun. They also advertise. They put advertisements on there, you know, like that. So, you know, when you see the bridge, you know you're at Fort City, you know. So everyone talks about the Fort Hill. They talk about the bridge and all that. But then it, over the years, it started to deteriorate. And also the drive, you know, there were potholes. The bridge was crumbling. You know, they didn't take, I don't know if it was owned by the city or not. I have no idea. I don't know. And they just neglected it. It was just like, they left it. And that was kind of silly. First, the Fort City Bridge over Cicero Avenue was demolished, I think in the 80s or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. But the one over Pulaski Road remained. And until 2020, around September or October. And someone posted a photo of, you know, they put all the construction signs and said, oh, it's closed. So they're going to start tearing you down, and it is gone. You know, I haven't been there. I haven't been in a year in a while, but I'm going to check it out one day. So if you live in that area, if you live in the Fort City Apartments, but a lot of people don't like it because the roads are full of potholes. It's like driving on the moon. You can't go over the bridge anymore because it's gone, but you can make a right on the right, you know, on the ramp like that, or enter from Pulaski. That's the only way you would do that. Same thing with Cicero, you know. So that's kind of sad because that was part of my childhood. It really was, you know. And that was nice like that. But it had to be done. It had to be done because there was a risk of collapse. You know, people could get hurt or it would crush cars when they're driving by. So I looked on Google Maps and it's all grassy area now and all that. And the ramp, you know, if you go over the bridge, I think it's closed now. So, okay. That's a shame. It really is. Okay. Next up, I'm going to talk about vintage romper room toys. I remember these toys when I was a little kid. I used to see the commercials. This is from the TV show Romper Room. That first premiered on February 10th, 1953, ended December 20th, 1994. Oh, it was there for a long time. It was a TV show. It had preschoolers. I used to watch this one on Channel 9 when I was a little boy. And it was fun. And then they had a teacher there. And my favorite part was when they had cookies. Those cookies look good. And then she would look at the magic mirror. I guess that's what it was. I forgot what it was. And then the teacher would say, I see like, for example, yeah, she was carrying this thing. I'll get to that in a moment. But first they had, the hostess would say, Mr. Music, please. We're ready for Mr. Music. They would play music and all of that. At first they played, the kids did the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, like you do at school, like that. And also the mascot was Mr. Doobie. He was like an oversized bumblebee. And like that. And yeah, so the teacher, who was like the hostess, had the magic mirror. And it's like, I remember it was like a kaleidoscope. And they were, and the rhyme was, romper, bumper, stomper, boo. Tell me, do. And then she would say, I see Kathleen, I see Johnny, I see Jimmy. And one of the toys they had was a Jack in the Box. And he was called, it's like a Jack in the Box. It was called Happy Jack. And he would appear in the opening and closing titles. And the nursery rhyme will be Pop Goes the Weasel. They would use that for many years like that. Yeah, I watched it when I was a kid, you know, but people loved that. And it was syndicated, but, you know, each city had their own romper room show like that with different teachers like that. So the toys they had, like, for example, romper stompers, they were like these cups. You know, you would put your feet on it, you know, some string, you walk like you're on stilts like that. Also, you had Doobie hand puppets like that. They used penis characters, you know, in their toys, like with Snoopy, like that. The other one was the punching bag with the clown. I did that. That was fun. Of course, the most famous toy that was introduced was Weebles. Yeah, it was Weebles. And you know the famous jingle, Weebles, Wobbles, but they don't fall down. They did that for Weebles department store. They did that. And that was introduced in the early 70s. And first they had just, you know, the oval-shaped dolls. And then they introduce, like, for example, Weeble's treehouse, Weeble's airport. My favorite one was Weeble's haunted house. They did that, you know. And Weeble's, they had circus. You know, most of the commercials are on YouTube. Also, Mr. Magnet Man, who looks very similar to Mr. Potato Head. You know, also, you can understand that. Also, TikTok, they had an alarm clock. They had Dr. Kit, like that. Also, Weeble's Playground, Weeble's Marina, all kinds of beautiful things. Yeah, Doctor's Kit, I said, Nurse's Kit, Goofy Gears. Also, for the little girls, sewing machines and all that. Yeah, that's kind of fun. Also, Weeble's Tub Sub. That's cute. That really is. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial, and this is for Romper Room Toy Telephone. I thought this was kind of cool. This is like a toy telephone, and there's like a voice activated. So when you dial the phone, there's a voice speaking to the kids. And this commercial, I think it's from late 60s or early 70s. So I'm going to play this right now. So sit back and relax, and I'll be back closing the show. Thank you, everyone.
The Romper Room talking telephone really talks.
Can you sing a song for me?
That's beautiful. It's peanut butter and jelly.
Won't you please speak louder?
I don't say anything at all.
Can you come over and play?
Yes, but I have to bring the children.
Hello, what are you doing now?
Waiting for the wind.
Happy Jack Clown likes to laugh.
Talking telephone from Romper Room.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for a Romper Room toy telephone. That sounded like fun. I had a toy telephone, but it was from Fisher-Price. But it didn't talk. It just had a happy face on front, and it was multicolored. Oh, it looks so gorgeous. Oh, you know, you pretend on the phone. I don't know if they still make that. I don't know. Anyway, before I sign off, I forgot one more toy that's important. There was the inchworm. And it's a worm. It's like a long, he was big. And then you would get on, and if you ride it, and you would hop it up and down with that thing. The commercial's on YouTube, I believe. So that was interesting. I never wrote it. No, maybe I did. Probably. I don't remember. Anyway, excuse me. So the Romper Room toys, I think they discontinued when Romper Room did. I think Weeble's is, you know, the Weeble dolls are still around, I believe. So that's good. But they're not heavily advertised like that. So I will do a show about Romper Room soon. You know, not just the toys, just the TV show and my memories of that in a later podcast episode. You know, I'll decide when. We will see. Okay. So that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I talk about. I talk about my memories of the Fort City Drive and Bridge in the southwest side of Chicago. Also, Romper Room Toys. And also... talk about WGN's meteorologist Tom Skilling's retirement. He's gone tomorrow. You know, after tomorrow, he's gone. And I intend to record his final broadcast. You know, I'm going to see it. And I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel. I'm probably going to be crying, you know, but it's going to be sad. It's going to be sad. It's going to be very special. Very special indeed. Okay. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, on your apps, on your phone or your desktop or your tablet, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Breaker. Did I say Amazon Music? Maybe I did. No, that's okay. Also, on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog, you can click on that and it'll take you right to it to listen. Also, it's on my YouTube channel. Again, people still ask me, where do I listen to your podcasts? Where is a good place to listen to your podcasts? My YouTube channel, Vanishedchicagoland Stories. Do a search, hit subscribe, and you'll get the latest episode. Also, if you'd like to listen to previous episodes, please do, if you'd like. With the apps, you can follow me. Just follow that, the podcast. Also, be sure on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, excuse me, Reddit, Instagram, also Threads. It's also on Blue Sky. It's on that. So if I leave out any social media, I'm sure you'll find me. You know, so it'll be there. It'll be ready this afternoon. Okay. I will do another episode probably Saturday. We'll see. I don't know about Sunday. Probably go somewhere. I've been invited somewhere, so I don't think so. Yeah, that could change. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today is going to be another beautiful day. I went for a little walk yesterday, only for about a few minutes, and then I got tired. I just lie down. But I had to get some fresh air because I'm sweating from the medication. So I will probably do that again today. We'll see. It depends how I feel. All right. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.